Call the June 18th Plan Commission meeting order. Ms. X, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Glenn Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leone?
Here.
City Attorney Wazalowski?
Not a member present.
Oh, okay.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item on the agenda is approval of the meeting of June 4th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item C1, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, approval of a special use and a site plan. A public hearing was opened on this matter on June 2nd. I'm sorry. It was noticed for a Plan Commission meeting on the 21st, and the matter was put over to the June 18th.
So it's open and it's continued.
And it's open now, so I will ask, is there anyone here wishing to speak on this matter? Please rise, come forward, and give us your name and address. Marion, is that mic on?
My name is Jim Flowers. I represent Enterprise Rent-A-Car. I'm the applicant. My address, do you want the work address or personal?
Work is fine.
It's South 17, West 22650 Lincoln Avenue. That's Waukesha, Wisconsin, 53186.
What do you got for us, Jim?
So essentially, I'm before you. Right around 2017, 2018, we approached the Ewald family and acquired Mayfair Rent-A-Car. During that process, we opened up right on site with the Ewald Truck Center, right on 108th. So essentially, it was a seamless transition to continue an automotive rental business under the Enterprise Rent-A-Car brand.
But you didn't ask. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
So, yeah, we've been operating since then. I'm definitely in front of you today to formally get Enterprise Rent-A-Car, our conditional use approved, to continue our business in the community in which we definitely want to continue that. That's why I'm here.
Great. Thanks, Jim. Anyone else wish to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing portion of this item.
Thank you.
Ms. X?
As you see, Mr. Flowers is here.
You need to make your microphone green.
The green light. Thank you. As you see, the applicant is here. This application is for a special use amendment and site plan amendment for an existing business on South 108th Street. They're located within the Ewald Truck Center that's there, and the applicant is taking over about 800 feet of interior space in the front building on the property. So in your packets are materials related to the site plan amendment. The special use is basically, this is a souped-up zoning compliance. The user is doing the same type of use, and the SIC code for that being 7514. However, they are making some changes to the site in order to make sure that they maintain parking for the truck center that's there. So the applicant is going to have 16 parking spaces and then that interior space. So, sorry, 18 parking spaces, including one ADA space. That preserves customer parking for the other tenant, their landlord, in the back. So the special use overall does have some requirements related to the location of parking on the site. So staff is recommending approval with the stipulation that parking be in marked parking spaces and they preserve those sites, which the site plan does, that they get the related building permits, which they actually cannot complete the permitting process for that without the special use approval. And that the exterior signage also get the appropriate approvals. So if there are any questions, we're recommending approval.
For the record, I'm a President's Club level enterprise guy. But since I'm retired, it doesn't matter anymore. Alderman D'Andrea.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the special use.
Second.
You got to read it, though.
I'll read it, yeah. A motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow for enterprise car rental office space within Ewald Truck Center for an automobile rental use upon property located at 6321 South 108th Street.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? For the special use, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Keep forgetting about you, Kevin. Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman D'Andrea.
I also make the motion to approve the resolution approving site plan for interior office space remodeling and exterior parking lot changes to the Ewald Truck Center for enterprise rent-a-car automobile rentals at 6321 South 108th Street.
Second.
Discussion of motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
That's a affirmative aye, not opposition. Motion carries. Go forth and rent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. It's better always to ask first. Okay, with that, we move on to business matters. An item we talked about earlier, Askin Wrestling Academy. We referred this to the Economic Development Commission for their recommendation. This is a special use in a site plan application by Ben Askren. Ms. X.
Thank you. Okay. So you are correct that this item was opened at an earlier plan commission meeting, and the Economic Development Commission, this body requested that they provide recommendations related to the special use and site plan. The Economic Development Commission heard the item at their June 1st, 2020 meeting. So at that meeting, there were some concerns at previous meetings regarding parking on the site and the appropriateness of the use for the location. This is an M1 zoning district, and again, this is an allowed use as a special use in that zoning type. Prior to the meeting, Nighthawk Ventures, which is the neighbor immediately to the north, had filed an objection to the use. At the meeting, they had the opportunity to discuss the project. And based on some of that discussion, the Economic Development Commission has recommended a set of conditions on the special use and site plan. With regards to the site plan, the recommendation that they install a fence along the entire north line of the property. In your packets is a drawing of what the applicant and the neighbor have discussed. That the main entrance to the building would be at the back of the building, the idea being that it's closer to the parking, and also to discourage cross traffic in the front yard. That the applicant provide additional lighting in the parking lot. That the applicant place no trespassing signs so as to prevent trespassing, and I will note that ordinances do not allow that signage to be on the fence, so it would have to be someplace else, and that the applicant install cameras. The general discussion was that everyone should have cameras, but since this special, the site plan amendment pertains only to the applicant, we can only impose that condition on the applicant. With regards to the special use, the discussion lended itself more to the times of the classes and class size, so that classes are limited to 5:30 p.m., which is essentially after the business to the north finishes, and not continue after 9 p.m. on weekdays. They do have Sunday classes. However, those are during the day, and neighboring businesses are not operating at that time, so it didn't seem necessary to impose that restriction. That class size be limited to 36 students, that does... if you're calculating parking related to occupancy, that does mean that they are well within the parking requirements, and that the class times also be staggered so as to allow for parking lot turnover. So I'll note that, again, this is allowed as a special use in M1 zoning, so subject to the approval of Common Council for the use, the site plan stays here with Plan Commission. And then with regards to the site plan changes that they're proposing, they do meet the dimensional requirements for the amount of parking that they're proposing to have. So, discussion?
Earlier, there was an objection filed by a neighboring property, Pete Lackich from Condor, which is to the north. And after the meeting, Pete, who is here, has withdrawn his objection. Ben Askren is here. Should this go through, Ben, and you do install a camera, I'll just let you know that the police department runs a camera registration program. It's free.
Okay.
You just register the fact that you have a camera, so if something happens in the neighborhood, they'll contact you and say, hey, you got any footage? Mm-hmm. So anyway, questions from the commission? Alderman Dandrea.
Ms. Hicks, the commission, was it a unanimous recommendation to us? It was, okay. Okay, well, Ben, a little bit disappointed that we had to get this far. I wish you would have done some homework before you would have acquired the building, because now we're put into a position of making a consideration that we had some concerns with, okay? But I'll make the motion on the special use to continue, well, a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for wrestling gymnasium and instruction use upon property located at 9760 South 60th Street.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Dandrea.
Along with the site plan, I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for the alterations to the interior of an existing custom auto body and paint shop and minor exterior site modifications to allow for the operation of Askren Wrestling Academy at 9760 South 60th Street.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.